Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I beat you to it there, Reba.
Yeah, you did. You took over. I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
I'm Eric Casas from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage, where every Saturday we're bringing you information on finance and real estate on AM 1590 The Answer.
And so
thanks for listening
topics.
In. That's right.
Yeah.
And with us today, no exception, we've got Caleb Marshall, the Executive Director of Rebuilding Together Seattle, a nonprofit that helps keep people in their homes, right, Caleb?
That's right. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit before the break about the income level that these folks have. And I mentioned, you know, the average household we served last year was at 18,000, just over 18,000.
Right. Which I'm sure is shocking for some people to hear, thinking, is there anybody who only makes that much? But it's pretty common, actually.
It really is. Yeah. In fact, in our region, there are over 74,000 people living below the federal poverty line who own their home. So if you put that into perspective compared to homelessness, the one night count last year, I believe, was 11,000 something. So we're talking six times the number of people living in their homes who you know, are potentially in unsafe, unhealthy living conditions and aren't able to maintain their home. And at risk of being displaced or losing their home versus those experiencing homelessness. Nationally, there's 10 times more people in our region, those 74,000 who aren't able to maintain their homes, than there were the number of people who died from drug overdoses last year in the entire country.
For crying out loud.
So when we talk about the opiate problem as well, you know, just put that into perspective, what a big issue we recognize that to be, and rightly so, with the issue that we have here in affordability and safe and healthy housing and substandard housing in our region.
Right. And that's the whole thing is, you know, I keep having discussions in different mastermind groups I'm part of, both in real estate and technology, and everyone recognizing, because a lot of tech firms are really looking at coming into the real estate industry. And, you know, some of them are, I'm a little frightened about what their purposes are as they come in, because there is this, I consider, at-risk population. You know, like, people are living longer. And we don't always have the housing mix that helps support people being safe in a home environment, because a lot of the builders nowadays, rarely do you see people building single-story homes, which is typically the safest for the longest term, you know, viability in a home. And, you know, we keep looking at, well, what is going to happen with our housing mix here when we've got a longer aging population, we still have fair number of people moving into our region, as well as people, you know, having their own families and what have you. And it's just like, where will we go? What are we going to do? And then, of course, as the housing prices go up and the property taxes go up, and you have these people, this, you know, 74,000 who are at risk of being taxed out of their homes. I mean, I've worked with clients in the past that, you know, they were house rich, cash poor, and they get taken advantage of by other people who come after them. I mean, I've already referenced the gentleman closing his place with us this week. He had several people trying to buy his home at well below market value. They were offering $550 to $600 for his home, and were selling it for $781,000.
Right. There are some unscrupulous
very unscrupulous
professionals.
Folks.
I don't use the term professional lightly.
Right. And they're trying to do this, you know, they're doing this wholesaling. And there's actually a real estate company that very specifically is going after the elderly. In fact, I know several. I'll take that back. Right. I've said this several times on the show. I've seen several agents who give advice to investors to target people 55 and older who've been in a home 20 or 30 or more years, because what they go and do is they ask them, well, what do you want to get out of it? Versus telling them up front what it's actually valued at, because they're looking for that discounted wholesale price point. And I get kind of, you know, panties in a bunch about this for good reason. In fact, one of my team members, we now have a small gif about me. Her son happened to be in the car with her when we were doing a conference call, and I didn't realize he was sitting there. And I said something about, I'm like, if somebody did that to my grandmother, I'd punch him in the mouth. And so little boy is now like, Go Reba, punch him in the mouth. Rage, girl, rage. You know, and it's just, it's hilarious. But he got my point, though.
Absolutely.
It irritates me to know that there's people being preyed upon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and this, you know, and it extends beyond just quote unquote vulnerable populations of elderly or people with, you know, limited financial education.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's just think about you and I for a minute here. How far away are we from being in a position where we wouldn't be able to maintain or afford our home?
One serious accident. Yeah.
You know, one life-changing event, loss of a job. You look at going back to homelessness, for example, 30% of the people on the streets in King County are homeless because of a job loss.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know,
well, that's my parents exactly. I bring up that, you know, I'd have to worry about that with my mom because my parents were hit in 2007 by a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. My dad never walked again, and the cost of his care at, you know, 70 to 100K a year nearly bankrupted my mother. And while she's somewhat handy, she's also in her mid-70s now and dealing with triple bypass, other, you know, there's all these different things that pile up that get somebody to this place, just like you've been saying.
And if you think about a house, you know, there can be one little thing. It's a leaking fitting in a pipe, mm-hmm. and it's dripping water. Well,
that
in itself, you know, is a simple fix. But if it's left, you know, unchecked, it's going to lead to possibly mold. It can lead to rotting floors.
Yep.
It can lead to fairly catastrophic, you know, problems with a home and
an
unhealthy situation. And that's, I guess, one of my other questions to you. And I notice on your website, asthma was brought up quite a bit. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of issues that we're facing that we don't necessarily associate with housing or with substandard housing. But asthma is a great example of that. So if you look at children who have asthma in the United States and the number of school days they're missing, they're missing 12 million days of school. And what type of impact does that have on educational outcomes for students if they're missing that school mostly because of indoor air pollutants? So, you know, indoor air pollutants we know are 2 to 10 times higher than outdoor air pollutants.
And can you define, I mean, what's like if we look at our Seattle market, what's the number one cause of that?
Is it
mold? Is it?
So mold, old carpeting. You go into homes where
it's
wall to wall carpeting from the 60s that hasn't been replaced.
Got the green shag.
We were just working on a house that the woman had a noticeable change whenever she would walk down into the basement, and it was because it was old carpeting in the basement,
and
she would immediately start coughing and, you know, having issues breathing.
Oh, wow.
But then we were doing some work in her kitchen and also pulled out her kitchen and found that she had leaks that had rotted away, eight of the 10 inches of her floor joists. You know, huge pit in the corner.
Because the water line's like a dishwasher or the fridge or something like that?
It was from her kitchen sink.
Oh,
so there was mold growing all in there and standing water underneath her foundation.
Yeah,
and this was also attributing to her
conditions. And many times it's amazing. A lot of people don't ever pull their appliances out unless something goes wrong with them.
Right.
So they're not like they'll buy a home and they'll do the inspection. We've been saying this for a long time that, you know, if you're capable of being able to do it, it's worth it to get inspections like every 5 years, just because most people don't go in their crawl space. Most people don't go up in their attic, and all of these hidden areas, or like even like looking under dishwashers. That's one of the things that inspectors will do, is they'll take off the little kick plate and look down and see if there's any leaking going on. And those are all the places where stuff starts, and they're absolutely hidden, just like you're saying. Like you just don't know what's going on.
All right. We also do a lot of accessibility modifications. So thinking about, you know, health impacts from a different side of the spectrum. I'll give you an example. We had a woman who just spoke at our breakfast whose husband had a stroke about 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
And, you know, the house, obviously they wanted to stay in, partly because they really had no other alternatives. They had spent all of their money, adjusting to this medical expense and changes. And so we were able to come in and, do a lot of accessibility improvements, widening doorways and making the bathroom accessible for his wheelchair to move in and out of. But one of the things we were able to do that really changed his life was he had been a blacksmith and was no longer able to get down to his shop, which was in the basement. And so we regraded and poured a walkway down the side of his house so that he could
re-access
that. And those are the types of things that really change people, improve their spirits so that they're –
right.
He's going to have a much better chance of living because he feels better
he's
in his home.
Purpose.
He's able purpose. Yeah. He's able to do the things that he loved doing before.
But that's something that would probably never have gotten done.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And that's the type of thing that even taking out a loan, for example, or looking at other resources might not be able to do.
Right. So can we talk a little bit more about the criteria, so what is an eligible recipient of your organization's help? What do they have to meet?
Right. So we talked about the income a little bit before, and we serve people at 50% or lower of the area median income.
Okay. I looked it up. So for a single person, that's $31,600. In Seattle, two people, three people, about $40,650, five person household about $48,800, and six people about $52,400.
That's
so
right.
So the larger your house, the greater the impact there.
Right, and these are set by HUD and get adjusted every year. So people can contact us for the most current information or look it up themselves. But we also are serving homeowners, so they need to own the home. Your mortgage doesn't necessarily have to be paid off, but you need to be residing in your home. It does need to be your primary residence, and they need to be within our coverage area from Everett to Renton.
Okay, so it's not just Seattle.
Not Seattle. Nope. We don't do a lot of work on the east side. We do have a partnership with the county installing grab bars over there, and occasionally we'll have a group that wants to build, but mostly the I-5 corridor from Everett to Renton.
Okay.
And then we target four different population groups, so seniors, 65 or older, persons with disabilities, families with children under the age of 18, and veterans.
Excellent.
And we also do work on other nonprofit facilities.
How many people did you serve last year?
So we reached 228 households last year, and we've reached now about a little over 2,000 in our 28-year history.
Wow, that's excellent.
Okay, well, we're going to have to roll into a break here really quick, but let's get back on that topic when we get back on Open House with Team Reba. And we've got Caleb Marshall, the Executive Director from Rebuilding Together Seattle, with us today.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.